NFL Week 2 picks and predictions, here we go.
We've analyzed all the stats and all the data to figure out exactly who's going to win this week's big NFL matchup. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
So, it's week two in the NFL. We've taken into account everything that happened in week one. There's injuries, there's new stats, there's a whole lot of data to look at, and we've figured out who, what team is going to win every single big game this week. We're going to tell you the best bets to make so you can win money betting on the NFL this week, and also, we have some sneaky upset specials.
Okay, let's dive right into our top three locks for week two.
So our weekly Beanstalk locks.
Okay, so we did pretty good last week. Wasn't perfect, but now that we've analyzed the data from week one, we figured out exactly, you know, who's going to win this game. So let's start off right away. Let's look at the Indianapolis Colts versus the Green Bay Packers.
All right, so the line on this game is Colts minus 2.5, despite the fact that they're on the road in Green Bay. Now, with the NFL, you know, week to week, one of the biggest things to look at is injuries. We were very, very bullish on the Packers coming into the season. We love Jordan Love. We love the receivers. We love the running back. We love everything about this team. Unfortunately, they went down to Brazil and Jordan Love got hurt on the international field, which was quote unquote questionable.
Going to miss the next 2 to 4 weeks with an MCL sprain, they're saying.
Yeah. So this, I mean, look, Malik Willis is the backup in Green Bay. And honestly, he's not very good. They do have all the weapons around him. They put up a good fight against the Eagles. Like, I love to look at the Packers, but then you look at the Colts. So what happened with the Colts last week? The Colts almost beat the Texans. The Texans are one of our favorite teams this year. You had them to win the Super Bowl. The Texans are full of talent on both sides of the ball, and the Colts almost beat them. So maybe the Colts aren't that bad.
So Colts with Anthony Richardson looked pretty good. You know, only losing by a few points. This guy's got a fucking cannon. And we didn't get to see a lot of him last year because of that shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. This guy's hucking up 70-yard bombs. Man, that's tough to stop.
Yep.
So I look at the Green Bay Packers. This week, they have Malik Willis stepping in as a backup. His quarterback passer rating is extremely low. It's something 60 quarterback passer rating.
Yep.
Not great.
Not good.
That's compared to Love, who had a 93 passer rating. So you have this Willis guy stepping in. What's he going to be able to do against a team that almost beat what is going to possibly be the Super Bowl champs?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to come out and say, look, the Colts are an amazing team. They're good enough to beat a Packers team that has a backup quarterback. That's what I'm going to say. Anthony Richardson showed me enough last week with his big arm. You have an emerging threat in Alex Pierce, complementing with Pittman Jr., Jonathan Taylor, Anthony Richardson. I think the Colts definitely have enough to beat a team with a backup quarterback in the Packers. So we're going to make Colts minus 2.5 our first Beanstalk weekly lock.
So very quick stats here. The Indianapolis Colts on the road have recently covered 8 of their last 10 against the spread. The Packers have been struggling. They're 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 home games. So with those two stats alone,
yep,
I think the Colts are a lock here.
100%. All right, let's move on to our second weekly lock. And this one's going to make you especially happy because we're talking about the Cowboys versus the Saints game. What do we think here?
Oh my goodness. So look at what New Orleans Saints did last week. They absolutely pummeled the Carolina Panthers. What I know from the NFL is that when a team starts to get down by like 14, 21 points, and they don't necessarily have the best, you know, supporting cast, that game can get out of hand really quickly. And it does. So here's what happens. When you start losing a game, it's predicted that you're going to have to start throwing the ball a bit deeper. So what does the defense do? They set up for that. So you're constantly trailing from behind. It's impossible to come back. I think because the New Orleans Saints beat up so badly on the Carolina Panthers that this spread is a little bit closer than it actually should be. I think the Cowboys at home could actually win by like 14 points.
Yeah, look, so we have New Orleans who plays very well at home. They play well in that Superdome, right? They're going to go on the road to Dallas. Now let's talk about what Dallas did last week. Dallas absolutely humiliated the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland on both sides of the ball. I think people, and we talked about this in our season preview episode, and I think last week as well, people are sleeping on just how good this Dallas D is. Now that they're healthy again, right? You have Micah Parsons. That guy was everywhere on every play, rinsing Deshaun Watson out of the pocket, sacking, pressures, all kinds of things. Then you have Diggs, the cornerback. You got D-Law. This Dallas D could be the number one unit in the league. They made Cleveland's offense look absolutely silly. Deshaun Watson was absolute trash. And then you have the Dallas offense, who honestly, they looked decent. They looked good enough. CeeDee Lamb was making plays. Dak was moving the ball very effectively, very efficiently. Brandon Cooks made a couple of catches. I think, look, yeah, Cowboys at home, I'm thinking they're going to win this game by 10. Saints, I just don't think they're great. I mean, we're talking about the Carolina Panthers they beat up on. Panthers might be one of the worst teams in the league.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Look, the Cowboys in the last 8 home games are 7-1 against the spread. They've covered the spread in the last 4 home games by an average of 8 points. So when we're looking at a spread of 6.5, pretty easy. Saints, they struggle on the road. So they are 2-8 against the spread in the last 10 games. So they don't do too well.
Yeah. Hammer the Cowboys. Beanstalk weekly lock. Cowboys -6.5. All right. What is our third weekly lock?
Okay. This one might surprise a few people because, look, there's no Christian McCaffrey anymore. Who cares? That O-line is fucking sick.
You can put me back there. I'm scoring TDs, baby.
Anybody back there. You know, we got a healthy Trent Williams. We got a healthy Deebo Samuel. We got a healthy Kittle. Ayuk, whatever. I'm now too high on that guy. But we got Brock Purdy, who's a game manager. The team looked solid all around on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. Look, they handled the Jets pretty easily. And they have a decent running back in Breece Hall. They have an excellent receiver. They had, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming back, all these things. And the Jets also are supposed to have a pretty good defense. Mm-hmm. The 49ers handled them.
Yep.
Here we are stepping into a Vikings team, which lost J.J. McCarthy, who was supposed to be, you know, one of the leading guys coming out of Michigan last year. Who's throwing the ball to Jefferson? You know, Sam Darnold, whatever. Not so great.
Not so great.
It looks like Jordan Addison potentially might be missing this game with an injury. You know, so you have a 49ers team who just smashed the Jets, are now playing a weaker opponent.
Yeah. I think, again, people maybe were sleeping on just how good the 49ers were going to be again this year because they did lose in the Super Bowl. I thought maybe, you know, some of them were talking about a Super Bowl hangover, but they looked excellent. They absolutely beat up on this Jets vaunted D. And this Jordan Mason guy, this backup for Christian McCaffrey, who we're now probably going to be seeing for at least the next month, this guy looked good, right? He was running downhill, pounding into the Jets' number one rushing D, scoring touchdowns. Brock Purdy was very efficient, spreading the ball around. He wasn't feeding into Deebo. He was using Kittle. He was using Ayuk, using all their weapons. Very, very efficient and effective. I think the 49ers are going to absolutely, I think they could probably win this game by 10 or more. The line's at 6.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's in Minnesota. I understand the Vikings play better at home, but look, Sam Darnold, Justin Jefferson, Josh Jacobs, that's all they got. I think 49ers are going to come in here, win by 10. You got to take them -6 here.
I'm not sure. Like, I feel like the spread could be even higher, but maybe because the Vikings beat up on the, like,
yeah,
they beat the Giants by 22 or something like that.
What's the same thing you just talked about with the Saints and the Panthers, yeah, right? They beat up on them against a terrible opponent.
And the game runs away.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen again.
We're not putting too much, onus on teams that beat up on terrible opponents in week one. We're saying, look, these teams are not as good as you think they are. They just played a really bad team.
Exactly, yeah. So something to note with our three locks here. The 49ers, the Colts, and the Cowboys all ranked in the top 10 last year in terms of takeaway. That's why they're so good at covering these spreads.
Interesting.
So this is why we're looking at these three teams as our locks this week.
I like it. All right, let's move into some of the other big games, or what we like to call the Beanstalk marquee matchups that we're not including in our locks, but we still have opinions on, and we're still going to be taking certain teams to win, right? So one of the games that, you know, perks our interest right away is Bucks-Lions. So Bucks-Lions is interesting because it's two of the best-looking teams from last week, two teams that went 1-0, and also the Bucks and the Lions played in the playoffs last year. In the NFC divisional round, the Lions won by 8 points. Now the line here is set at -6.5, and it's in Detroit. So this is a very, very interesting game.
This is a very interesting game, but again, look, the Buccaneers they play well at home. They're not the best team on the road. Mm. You know, they have a 1-5 record against the spread in the last 6 road games. Not too great. When you look at the Detroit Lions, they have an excellent spread. They're excellent against the spread. They're 6-2 in their last 8 home games.
Yep.
This is one of the most high-powered offenses in the league. You know, we didn't really see much of Amon-Ra St. Brown last week. I think this could be a massive week for him. We also didn't see, there wasn't too much out of Gibbs.
No, it was more of a Montgomery game.
Yeah, more of a Montgomery game.
Yep.
But the amount of weapons that the Lions have this year is just, it's just way too difficult to stop. And the way they beat up on the Rams, you know, and they didn't even look that sharp.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
Here's what I see with the Lions. One, people downplay their home field advantage. Do you listen to that crowd? They were jacked in Detroit. Yeah. People talk about, you know, Kansas City crowd. Yo, Detroit, now that they're good, their crowd is one of the loudest in the league. And then you looked at how they looked last week. Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't do much, and they still beat the Rams, who are a good team. I'm thinking that Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to break out. I'm thinking he's going to have 150 yards and two touchdowns. And I look at the... They're pretty much the same teams that they were last year when they played in the divisional round, right? They didn't, neither team made huge changes on personnel or coaching, and the Lions won at home by 8. I actually think the Lions have gotten better this year and the Bucs have gotten worse. The Bucs beat up on, again, a rookie quarterback team with the Washington Commanders last week. Are they as good as people are thinking they are because they beat the Commanders by 18 points last week or whatever it was? I don't think so. Mm. I think Detroit's going to come here, lay the smackdown on the Bucs. I think you have to take them minus to win it by a touchdown.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100% agree. Okay, let's move on to a team that should be good but isn't against, you know, defending Super Bowl champs, and that is the Bengals versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, so Bengals, you know, I like them coming into the year. They laid a massive egg against my powerhouse Patriots in week one, which is a bit of a surprise. The Chiefs, on the other hand, looked pretty good. They beat up on Baltimore. Other than Lamar Jackson, like, they held everyone in check. They held Derrick Henry pretty much in check. You know, Rashee Rice looked excellent. They got that new guy, Xavier Worthy, who's like the new Tyreek Hill. This guy's running fast, all over the place. The defense is strong. Kansas City is looking good, man. And if this game weren't being Cincinnati, I think maybe I would see Cincinnati. Maybe they can respond, you know, rebound from a bad game against the Patriots in week one. But in Kansas City, man, the only kicker here is that Burrow plays well against Mahomes, but Burrow's got no help. Higgins is hurt. Chase has held out. He didn't practice. The team just looks out of sync.
There's bad juju over in Cincinnati, and you could see this transpiring last year. You know, Jamar Chase, one of those prima donna receivers who, you know, wants his cake and wants to eat it too, looking for the higher contracts, all these things, holding out. When you have a receiver who's not in the lineup throughout training camp, throughout the preseason, when it comes down to a quarterback making a play in the NFL, it's impeccable timing. You need to run these routes over and over and over.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be able to read the defenses, all these things. This guy sitting out is taking away from what the team is actually supposed to be doing on offense. There's bad juju. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I see a weak offensive line there. The fact that Kansas City was able to get so much pressure against the Baltimore Ravens, who have a, you know, pretty good O-line. They're projected to do quite well this year. I don't think the Bengals are going to have a chance with the pass rush that the Kansas City Chiefs have.
Yeah, I think we hammer the Chiefs there. I don't see a reason why they can't win by a touchdown at home. All right, let's move on to, you know, we always talk about the Texans. We know we love the show, the Texans on this show. So let's talk about the Texans game. This is a bit of a marquee matchup because, look, it's 2-1-0 teams. This is the Sunday nighter, I believe. So we have Bears at Texans. Texans are a -6.5 favorite. What do you think here?
The Houston Texans have covered their spread in 5 of the last 7 home games. This is the team that I predicted to win the Super Bowl. They have 3 outstanding weapons at wideout. They have Joe Mixon last game looked amazing. And Joe Mixon actually, he's not dealing with a stacked box because of all the weapons. Mm-hmm. CJ Stroud, ice in his veins. Again, no turnovers on his side of the game last week. They're going up against the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears fluked out a victory last week against the Titans. They had a special teams touchdown and a defensive touchdown, while Caleb Williams put up 93 yards, last in the league in offensive production from a quarterback. Yep. Good luck playing the Texans this week and scoring anything at all. I think the Texans, they should be able to dominate this team by 21 points.
Yeah, I think this could be a bit of a one-sided affair. I think, again, people just are sleeping on Stroud, Collins, Diggs, Dell, and Mixon. That is a superstar-studded offense, which could end up being, honestly, like the best offense in the league. The defense is also quite good as well. And then, yeah, so you know how bullish we are, the Texans. We're going to be taking them a lot this year. The Bears, man, like, they look terrible. The only reason that they won is because Will Levis and the Titans absolutely coughed up the game. That image of Will Levis on his knees with his hands on his head after throwing the pick six to hand the Bears the game. Again, we're fading teams that beat bad teams, right? That's a theme of what we're doing in week two here. We're saying, look, just because these clowns beat the Titans last week, Caleb Williams didn't even throw for 100 yards.
That's pathetic.
This is almost good enough to be a beanstalk lock, but we didn't include it. But yeah, I think Texans by 10 plus here. And the line 6.5, you got it. You got
to
hammer
it. Have to smash it. All right, last game in the marquee matchups.
Yep.
This is one where I feel like this team should be a lot better. But after watching them last week, I don't know if they have it in them, eh? And the biggest reason for me is a new quarterback entering a new team. Maybe it's tough to transition.
Yeah.
And that is the Atlanta Falcons versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, so this is the team that I took to in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles. They're a minus 6.5 favorite versus the Falcons. I was looking forward to this game when I looked at the original schedule. I thought, you know, Falcons are going to be 1-0, Eagles are going to be 1-0, Monday Night Football. This is a marquee matchup. I still think the Falcons can maybe respond from their week one humiliation against the Steelers and maybe become a good team, but maybe this isn't the spot, right? Philadelphia is a good team. They beat up on the Packers. Well, they didn't beat up on them, but they beat the Packers in a neutral game in Brazil, and the offense looked good. You know, Eagles struggled dramatically down the stretch last year, but the offense is back, man. With the addition of Saquon, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Jahan Dotson, Hurts is looking healthy. I like the look of the Eagles. I think they should definitely be able to beat the struggling Falcons team.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Look, the Eagles at home are a different beast. The fact that they beat the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love, essentially like on the road, if you will, because they had to travel and they still won by the victory margin that they did. So the Philadelphia Eagles, they're 6-2 against the spread record in their last 8 games at home. So they're really good here. What I don't like about the Atlanta Falcons is I don't think if they start trailing in this game, there's no way they can come back because look, I don't know. Like with Kirk Cousins, when he was in Minnesota, he was always under center. In this new offense that he's in with Atlanta, Bijan Robinson, he's the guy. The guy had like 40 touches last game. He's not used to being in shotgun all the time. They're in a lot of pistol formations and shotgun formations. It's different for a quarterback who's played 10 plus years.
Yeah, an older quarterback for sure.
So I don't see them being able to keep up with a high-powered offense. They struggled against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, they have a great great defense, sorry. But they pretty much lost to a kicker who just kicked a bunch of 50-yard field goals.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't impress me. And the weakness with the Philadelphia Eagles is their pass defense. I don't see how Atlanta can keep up.
Yeah, we're taking the Eagles minus 6.5 here. So now we have a juicy upset special. But before that, we just want to let you know where we do our betting and why we do it there. So we make all of our sports bets on BlockBet. Now, we are an official partner, which means that through our referral link in the description, you get like a 200% deposit bonus. You get free spins in their casino, all this kind of good stuff. And because, you know, we're crypto guys, you can bet using crypto, deposit your USDT, Bitcoin, all that kind of stuff into BlockBet and be able to make sports bets from anywhere in the world, right? So, like, if you're using a centralized and old platform, if you're in, you know, Canada, then you go to America, you can't bet. If you're in America, you go to England, you can't bet. But with BlockBet, all you have to do is fire up a VPN and you can, there's no blockers. You can use BlockBet with a VPN from anywhere in the world with crypto, with fiat. It's our preferred platform. They're adding tons of new features. So if you're looking to make bets on any of these games, check out our referral link in the description and use BlockBet.
And you see what these centralized platforms are doing, like Bet365, how when found out what Christian McCaffrey wasn't playing and everybody placed a bet on Mason and then they're like, oh no, we're changing the odds on you. Because that's a centralized platform. With BlockBet, it's decentralized. So you're not going to have these odds switch on you after the payout's already happened. Like, so you really, like, BlockBet is the way to go. I'm so fed up with these other platforms like Bet365 and stuff.
For sure.
Especially because BlockBet's going to start paying you in the revenue that they earn.
Yeah.
These other platforms don't do that.
For sure. Yeah. It's the best place to do sports betting. All right. Let's jump into the upset special, which makes me happy because as a Patriots fan, I was pleasantly surprised by the performance last week against the Bengals. So much so that I think we have to take the Patriots plus 2.5, and to win the game against the Seattle Seahawks. I like this one.
The fact that New England beat Cincinnati last week is hilarious. And that just, you know, bodes really well for us hammering Kansas City.
Yeah, for sure.
Against the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
So, like you said, the Pat's D looks really good. Did they just beat up on a really shitty team?
We'll see. We'll see.
But Kenneth Walker... Yeah. The way that guy runs, man, he's like, is that guy ever going to have a fully healthy season?
It's a shame, right?
He just runs too, like, jaggedy and too, like, he just can't last.
He's crazy. I mean, he's very effective last week. He was basically the only effective player on the Seahawks offense. I think Geno Smith threw for, like, 160 yards, didn't look great. Receivers didn't look great. Kenneth Walker carried the Seahawks to their win against a rookie quarterback against the Broncos. They only won by six against Bo Nix, who this Broncos, again, shitty team.
Yeah.
They only won by six. They were at home in Seattle where they play really well.
Usually they play quite well, yeah.
Now they're going on the road to New England, and maybe they don't even have their only good offensive weapon in Kenneth Walker, and they're the favorite?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I like this upset pick. This is this one, if you pick them just to win on the money line, should pay out quite well on block bet.
Yeah, like Patriots have some interesting players. Like, you know, they got Jacoby Brissett back there. He's a game manager, but he's not throwing picks every game like Mac Jones was last year. Ramondre Stevenson, running back, looked really good. And then now the Patriots have this Keon White guy who many people are saying could be one of the breakout defensive players of the year. He got 2.5 sacks in the first game against Joe Burrow. So, yeah, I think Patriots plus 2.5 and to win the game has to be the Beanstalk upset special of the week.
I like it. So, here, those are your three locks. We got your marquee matchups covered and the upset week. So, you can make the big bucks when betting this weekend.
If there's any of your favorite teams that we didn't discuss this week, let us know who your favorite team is in the comments of this episode. And we will make sure to talk about them in next week's episode or the week after that. We got you guys.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.